Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Moed Katan, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Yod. Ois and Mike, it's okay to make a gate, Lagag, for a roof, around the roof, Ulamir Peses. You may be familiar with this word in Eretz Yisrael, a porch is called a Marpeset. So in those days, they used to build the houses side by side, then they would build a second floor on top. How did the people on top get into their houses? So there was like a plank of wood in front. They would come upstairs, walk along the plank of wood, and then turn to go into their homes. But that platform would require a gate. So if somehow it's not there on Yom Tifs, you can build it, but Maisa Hedyet. Maisa Hedyet means one stone on top of the other stone to make sure it's safe and secure, but you can't mamish cement it in. That would be a Maisa Umen. As the Mishnah continues, Avaloi Maisa Umen, but it can't be a skilled professional fence. Vayter says the Mishnah, Shafin you can shmir as ha-siddakin, the cracks. Umagilin oisan bimagila bayad uveregel. Let's first teach the words, and then we'll see what the Gemara says about this. I'm sure you've seen when they fix roads or highways, they have these big rollers, these big round like drums connected to machines that roll over the tar. That evens it out and makes it straight. So when you shmir up a crack, usually you have this machine that rolls over it. So if we were to teach the words of the Mishnah, it sounds like umagila noisam bimagila. After you fill in the cracks, you can roll over with the roller. And bayad uveregel, you can also straighten it out with your hands and your feet. But the Gemara says that wouldn't make sense. If you can do it with a roller, of course you can even it out with your hands or feet. So therefore the Gemara explains that pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. It's mutter to even it out with your hands and feet, even though you're doing it so good, it's like mamish with a roller. As long as you don't use the roller itself on chalamay. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, though you can use your hands or feet, avoloi, b'machletzayim. That's also a keli. It's like a big flat piece of metal that's used to even things out. What if I have door problems? Hatzir, the hinge. So the hinge, in the times of the Mishnah, would mean like a pole that came out of the bottom of the door, and it went into a hole that was cut out in the floor. That's how the door would swing back and forth. So Hatzir, or Vahatzina, or this opening in the floor that's designed for the hinge to go into, Vahakairo, or the beam on top of the door, Vahamanel, or the lock, Vahamavteach, or the kish and ishbru that broke. Misakna b'mayit, you can fix it during Chalamayit, even if it requires skilled work, because you can't have a bigger davara of it than your house being unprotected, and a ganav can come in and take everything away. Ubalvat, provided, Shelo yechavein melachtoi b'mayit. It can't be mechavein his melacha on Chalamayit. In other words, you can't say, well, you know, I got to get that door fixed. Ooh, Chalamayit's a good time. I don't go to work, then I'll do it then. That you can't do. But if you forgot to do it beforehand, or let's say it only broke during Yom Tov, then you can fix it. Vayter says the Mishnah v'chol kivashin. Kivashin means, literally the word kivash means to invade, but it's something that we use to describe sometimes when you want to pickle something. Kivash kimivushal. Let's say you take fish or vegetables and you put it into vinegar or salt water. So in regard to kvashin, if it's something that you can eat during chalamayit, kaivsha. So you can do it, you can pickle it. But if you're only going to eat it after Yom Tif, then it would be considered a tircha for after Yom Tif, which cannot be done. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We said if you have to build a gate around the roof, around the porch, you can, but not professionally. Now, I'm sure you're all well aware there's a pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Ki Seitzeh, Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasuk Ches. Ki sivne bayis chadash v'yasisa maika legagecha. If you build a new house, you shall make a fence for your roof. The Torah requires us to erect a fence or some type of barrier around the roof. And that applies also to any other dangerous situation, like a swimming pool or a tall stairway. Now, sometimes, depending on the situation, well, we won't get into all of the intricacies now, into the details, but sometimes there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah to make a gate, and sometimes there's a chiyuv just mid-Rabbanan. Some Rishonim hold that even when there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, but on Chalamayit, you could only do it in such a way that it's safe, but it can't be professional. Some say where there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, you could even do a Maisa Umen. We also learned in our Mishnah, you can fill in the cracks. If you see there are cracks in the roof, and if I don't fix it, it's going to start raining in. You can fill it in. We said you can do it with your hands or feet, smear it, make it even afterwards. After you put it in, you can even it out, but you can't use a professional roller or other professional kelim. Incidentally, the Paiskim say this is only if I'm doing preventive work. I say, if I don't fix this now, it's going to start raining in. But if it's already raining into your house, then you can do whatever it takes to seal it properly, because that would be a davar ha'avid. Nobody wants to live in a house where it's raining in. For that matter, if there's something wrong with your door, the hinge, the part that the hinge goes into, the beam on top, the lock or the key that break, you can fix it. It's also a davar ha'avid to prevent ganavim from coming in, as long as you don't plan to do it on Chayil HaMayid. And we also said, if you want to pickle something, it could be done as long as you plan on eating it on Yom Tov. Can't do it for after Yom Tov.